So it's a warm, sunny afternoon and I'm in my garden under the shade of a tree. And I think back to, what was I doing this time last year? And of course, I was in the middle of El Salvador on a chicken bus, rolling through the countryside. I would get off and kind of tramp through coffee farms and meet coffee farmers. And I was creating audio documentaries. I was trying to find answers to questions like, why do farmers only earn 3 cents from our $3 cappuccinos? And why is climate change having such a devastating impact on coffee? And actually, I had big plans to go even further into the coffee lands. And then, you know, COVID. So here I am instead in my garden under the shade of a tree, and I'm actually reading a book. Coffee, a Global History. And I just cannot believe what I'm reading. These stories are so enlightening. And I think to myself, why am I running around the world to chase these stories when there are so many stories hidden back in time? And more importantly, these stories are even more relevant than the things I was discovering getting my boots muddy in Central America. And so, I called up the author. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, James. How are you?
Great. So tell me, what happened after I gave you a call?
Well, basically, you pitched me the idea for a podcast, A History of Coffee, which I was more than pleased to accept.
And so what we did for months, we basically planned it out and then recorded a 6-episode series where our mission is to explore how a tiny psychoactive seed changed the world and still shapes our lives today.
And we start, don't we, right at the very beginning, back in the Great Rift Valley of Africa, the place where coffee originated, and of course, the place where humans originated.
Right. And we unpack how, you know, humans take this plant from out under these beautiful cloud forests with the birds, and then plant them thousands of miles away, row by row by row, for miles over the horizon. And these plants are pumped full of fertilizer and dripping in insecticide.
We look at what actually human beings did to each other to get their hands on this highly profitable bean.
And we chart how coffee leads to enslaved Africans being thrown off ships to drown in the middle of the sea, to some Americans building huge factories that turn the green beans brown and make a tiny handful of people fabulously wealthy.
We look at the way that that trade built up even more with the rise of instant coffee and the way that that creates the conditions for the crisis that we keep finding ourselves in today.
Right, the sustainability crisis. And we cover the backlash to that, how some people develop these utopian certification schemes, and we chart the course all the way to the cappuccinos that we drink in these hipster cafes with specialty coffee in them.
If we're going to make coffee more equitable, more environmentally friendly in the future, then the place that we have to start is actually understanding how we got here.
I'm James Harper.
And I'm Jonathan Morris, Professor of History and author of Coffee, A Global History.
And this is A History of Coffee. Episodes are going to drop fortnightly on my Filter Stories channel, but if you don't want to wait, head to the A History of Coffee podcast channel where we're going to drop mini episodes in batches all at once.
And everyone, don't forget to press the subscribe button. Do you know, James, I've always wanted to say that.